And the number of self-employed people has grown since the recession began, according to the Chamber of Commerce. As it turns out, for some people, losing a job working for someone else can lead to something good. Reporter Laura Hertzfeld in Los Angeles met two people who found new ventures more fulfilling than their old jobs.
A sewing machine, fabric samples, and dress mannequins have taken over the dining room of Jamie Rubin's house. She lives in the Hollywood Hills with her husband and one-year-old daughter. Earlier this year, Rubin had just returned from maternity leave as an online news producer when she was laid off, along with her entire department.
I just was in shock, and like I came home and we had a nanny here, and I didn't even tell her because I just assumed, oh, I'd just go get another job and, you know, we'd just keep her. I didn't want to lose her.
Rubin did have to fire the nanny. The time at home gave her the chance to work on an idea she had a few months ago. You see, Rubin's a fashion junkie.
When I was pregnant, I had a lot of great maternity clothes. Once I got close to like when the baby was born, I learned like, oh, there's this thing called a nursing shirt, and moms who are breastfeeding will wear a nursing shirt because it makes it a lot easier to breastfeed your baby in public or even not in public, but without kind of getting undressed to do it. I just thought in the back of my head, why isn't anyone making cute nursing clothes?
So Rubin started the company Milk Stars with $12,000 from her severance. The company's first production order sold out in 3 weeks. Now she's working on an order for 900 shirts. Rubin says some of the skills she used as a news producer helped her get the new company off the ground.
When you're starting a new business, you really need people in all different areas. You know, I need to talk to an attorney, I need to talk to an accountant, I need to talk to someone in insurance, and then I need to talk to someone who knows all about fabric. That was something I was just used to doing. If I was going to do a story on something, I would have called a friend of a friend who worked in that industry.
It's like the excitement of a new relationship.
Susan Miller does private career counseling in Los Angeles. Figuring out who's hiring, like the healthcare industry or green collar companies, can be useful. But Miller says looking at your existing strengths and building on those can create a new career out of skills you may already have.
Recently, I had somebody who had been licensed as a stockbroker, but she had been doing business development for a hedge fund, and then the hedge fund collapsed. But she had a number of other interests, and some of them, the skill sets required for the things that she was interested in pursuing were really very similar to the skill sets that she was using as a broker and as a private equity business developer.
Miller says the recession may not be the best time for everyone to try something new, but if you've been laid off, what do you have to lose? That's the type of risk Brian Zeno was ready for after a string of failed sales jobs.
You name it. I was a sales rep for a shoe company for a while. I sold fitness equipment for a while. The last position I actually had was I was a sales rep for a line of men's hair care products.
Zeno ended up in sales following layoff after layoff from the music industry. When the hair product company he worked for went under earlier this year, he tried to recapture the passion he had for music. Then he discovered the band Satellite Thieves.
I actually found them playing in a department store. And I was blown away by how good they were. I approached them after they got done playing, said, what are you guys doing? I could probably help you out. You guys are amazing.
Zeno invested $5,000 from his savings to start a band management company. Now he books Satellite Thieves and other bands at venues around LA. This type of career shift is something the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says it's finding more and more of these days. People aren't going out on their own because they think they'll make a lot of money, as you'd see in a good economy. Instead, they're consulting for the industries they left or pursuing hobbies out of necessity. But what Zeno and Rubin each gave up in paychecks and security, they've made up for in flexibility and independence. They're already building new careers around things they love more than the jobs they lost. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hertzfeld.